right through that ball to Devontae in the corner, you know, for the touchdown. Mm-hmm. Is that, did they read each other in that specific play? Because the ball kind of, Devontae was pointing the other direction and sort of threw it on his back shoulder mm-hmm. like that.
So yeah, a combination of, you know, the extended play and then, like you said, kind of Brett getting comfortable with body language of each guy and, you know, seeing the, you know, that Devontae had turned it up the sideline, but the defender was coming from the inside, so he threw the ball in a place where it was kind of away from the defender, but in a place also that Devontae could, you know, flip his hips around and make that catch. So it was a heck of a throw.
What kind of a morale boost does it come that the receivers get when they see their quarterback, especially a young guy, make the plays in the fourth quarter that Brett was able to make?
Yeah, that was good for everybody's confidence. That was good for you can just see from the first time Brett stepped in Minnesota till now, I think everybody's gotten a little bit better, you know, and the Brett's confidence level is higher, our confidence level is higher in our receiver room, and that relationship is getting better every single day. I mean, you go out there today and our 2-minute drill that we had in practice was, you know, we did a really nice job with that and the communication part of it. All those parts are just getting cleaner, and you know, the efficiency and effectiveness is just continuing to improve.
Luke, what Cobb always talks about how important it is for him to break tackles. How has he been with that? He's had a couple of kind of big catch and run plays, and what does that do for Brett, and what does that do for the offense when he's doing that?
Oh, it's huge. I mean, you know, that first third down, him breaking that tackle to set the tone for the game, and that's who he is. And you know, that's we've said it in here a bunch that we got to continue to get him the ball in a bunch of different ways. And you know, his mentality and his approach is that's one of the strongest points of his game is the ability to make a guy miss and break a tackle, run through tackles. And so he's the tone setter, for us in our room. And he did it right from the very beginning of that football game for sure. That was huge.
Hey, Luke, having played quarterback, not that you guys play, I understand you don't play favorites necessarily, but you know, you do have maybe better connections with one guy versus another. Do you see that with Brett and Devontae at this point? Well, he works to kind of cultivate that with the other guys.
I don't think it's more so with Devontae maybe than the other guys. What I do, what I do think is happening is Brett's getting comfortable with each guy in their own way. And Devontae does a lot of things that are special, and I think that. Brett's latching on to those, and you can see him taking advantage of those. And I think we're asking Jordy to do a lot more, a lot of different things. I mean, he was outstanding last game in the run game, and Cobby the same way. I mean, we've moved him all around. And I think, the things that we're asking each guy to do specifically, I think Brett's starting to get more comfortable with each guy. And Devontae, we ask him to do a lot. So I think, Brett is starting to really latch on to him, but I don't think it's just him. I do think it's the whole room. But there's definitely, with over time, that this relationship's gotten better and better each and every day, for sure.
So what's the conversation like when you go to Jordy and say, hey, we're going to start motioning you more to the end of the line of scrimmage so you can run block more? I know he's a willing guy, but
he's been outstanding. He really is. I mean, there's never been a blink of an eye. It really hasn't. We got to find a way to win games, and he's willing to do whatever it takes to do that. And all three of them are. Everyone in the room really is. Whatever it takes, and you've seen we've thrown a bunch of different personnel groups out there each and every game, and every guy's taking their role. And by the time we get to Sunday, they're dominating their role in the game, and it's helping us no matter what that role might be. I mean, you may not get a ball thrown to you. You may get 10 balls thrown to you. But, they've done a great job of buying in and he's just been excellent. Obviously, he sprung that big run for Ty. That was, he did a great job going in, diving in, and getting that safety. So he's been excellent.